Worth Report, featuring Nick Wharton and Glenn Wright. We'll take a look at the past, present, and future of the financial landscape and discuss how it affects you, your family, the world around you, and most importantly, your retirement. Now, here are your hosts, Nick Wharton and Glenn Wright.
Good Saturday, and welcome to The Worth Report. If it's Saturday morning, it's The Worth Report. I'm your host, Nick Wharton, along with Glenn Wright, founder and president of Worth Financial. Each week, we'll bring you news that you can immediately use to manage your financial planning and offer commentary on local, national, and global events that affect your ability to sustain your financial future. Glenn, my friend, how are you doing this week? It's always so good to see you.
Likewise, Nick. Doing fantastic. It's been a very interesting week in the markets. It's been, you know, up and down again. It's been very interesting to see what the candidates are talking about and how it affects everyone economically. Speaking of candidates, it looks like Trump's the guy now on one side.
It appears that way. Some in the Republican Party are sort of coming to grips with him being the presumptive Republican nominee for the presidential election. It's some are on sedation, actually. Some are taking medication. I mean, it is like really a tsunami like effect it's having on this race. It hope is promising to be a competitive one, and we'll see if the president or our candidate Trump can change his tone and style to fit a more national audience. It'll be interesting.
Well, if nothing else, I'm gonna tell you what I've heard, that Vince McMahon of the WWE wrestling organization is actually gonna chair in Cleveland. So instead of having the Republican convention, they're going to have WrestleMania 35.
Whoa. Can we quote you on that?
No. Don't quote me on that.
That is going to be something.
But I'm sure they would like to have that in the works. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be very interesting. We're going to see if the party is going to be able to pull together.
Yes.
And then come together on some of these financial issues as well. And then it seems like on the other side that Hillary is definitely pulling away. I know Bernie won a state recently, I think Indiana.
Yes,
but
he did, yeah.
However, but Hillary, her lead is so large, it just looks like it's just her against Trump. So it's going to be very interesting to see. Mm-hmm. I think that Wall Street may be pretty happy by having both of these candidates. But, yeah, we can certainly talk about that, too.
Sure. And don't count Bernie out. Bernie is still got the burn on. So we've got a couple more states to go, and he thinks he can get some delegates. We'll see what happens.
That fire is lukewarm, Nick.
Well, it is. It is. And, of course, some Republicans are even saying they'd vote for Hillary.
Yes,
so
that's true.
I tell you, it's all very interesting. However, what is really interesting is that we are Mother's Day is here.
Wow, that's true.
So what a great time to celebrate our mothers.
It is. I'm excited. Love my mother, dearly. So
yes,
I'll be looking
so
forward to
I.
Yeah, I'm not going to see her this week, but I'm looking forward to seeing her in the next couple of weeks. So it should be nice.
Yes.
So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, many single parent household mothers as well, who are sort of holding it down and doing, both jobs. And both Glenn and I have had that experience, and we know
Absolutely.
How hard it is to be a mother managing so many things. So happy Mother's Day. So,
And Nick, I got to tell you, very excited about this upcoming week. We are the lead sponsors for a Step Up Symposium this week for assistant basketball coaches. That's going to be here in Charlotte. And then right after that, from the 9th to the 11th, that's when that goes on. From the 11th through the 13th, it's going to be the Head Coaches Leadership Academy, where we're also the sponsors for this one. So it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be some of the top coaches across the country who are going to be here. They're going to be great speakers, including yours truly, who will be able to speak and talk about certainly not coaching, but certainly about how to manage your money. So I'm very excited about that, and just excited about our guests we're getting ready to have as well.
Absolutely. I want to introduce our audience to Felicia Hall Allen, President and CEO of Felicia Hall Allen & Associates, a motivational speaking, training, and consulting and sports management company. We're so excited to have you here. Felicia has several years ago, Felicia began her sports management practice and now represents college coaches in several NCAA Division I and II conferences. a native of Shreveport, Louisiana. This former student athlete earned a basketball scholarship to the University of Iowa, where she played for Hall of Fame coach C. Vivian Stringer. And I want to learn more about your experience with what such an incredible coach. Felicia is a former manager for Nike's women's basketball sports marketing division and a team executive for the WNBA Charlotte Sting. Felicia has worked on various projects with the NBA, NFL, NCAA, and the Women's Basketball Coaches Association. One of the things we really want to get into is this upcoming wonderful event, A Step Up, an athletic symposium to elevate professionals and uplift performance. Let's begin at the beginning. Felicia, tell us about that upcoming event that promises to be so exciting and so fulfilling for all those who are attending.
First, Nick, I would like to thank you and Glenn for inviting me to be a part of the Worth Report. I really believe in the work that Glenn Wright is doing, and we find that there are so many similarities in the work that we both have an opportunity to do. One of the things that my husband Johnny and I are intentional about is getting in the habit and practice of helping to make other people's dreams come true, because we believe that when we meet a need, then God helps to fulfill their purpose. Mm. And so this Assistant Coaches Professional Development Symposium was born out of our desire to help other people's dreams come true. So on Monday, we will be welcoming more than 150 college basketball coaches from all over the country to the Queen City for our 7th annual Assistant Coaches Symposium. And what we attempt to do is we attempt to create an engaging learning environment that encourages interaction, dialogue, and feedback by allowing the coaches to explore new insights, coaching strategies, and philosophical approaches to building a championship program. See, the one thing we know that every coach has in common is that they all want to win.
Absolutely.
And our goal and desire is to help them do that.
Well, there's no one better suited to lead this initiative than you. You've had an extraordinary athletic career, professional career. And as we mentioned in the intro, you were mentored by none other than Coach C. Vivian Stringer. How was that experience, and how has that shaped what you're doing today?
I think that Coach Stringer has absolutely not only been influential in my life, I think, but for every young woman that she's had an opportunity to coach, as well as for every young Black woman who dreamed of coaching. And last year, we hosted a women's event for head coaches, and Coach Stringer had an opportunity to be a part of that. And there were probably 20 other Black female head coaches from around the country who were in the room, and they had an opportunity to share with her the fact that on her shoulders, they've been able to stand. Coach Stringer is about making deposits into other people's lives. Mm-hmm. I was recruited by a number of coaches, but in my visit on campus with Coach Stringer, she was the only one who brought me to tears, because she didn't talk to me about the kind of basketball player that I could be. She prophesied about the kind of woman that I could become. And not under her leadership, but with her leadership.
Yeah.
Because she decided that she wasn't going to sign me for 4 years to play basketball, but she would be signing up to be a part of my life for the rest of my life. Wow. And I believe that the lessons that I have learned from her, from watching her and her relationship with her husband, her relationship as a mother, her relationship in the community, I believe she could have run for governor of the state of Iowa and won. Just the way that she handles herself with so much dignity, poise, and grace. And then to let other folk know that it's all right for women to sweat. You can be cute and sweat.
Yeah.
It's all about working hard and getting it in.
Absolutely.
And you still can be fine as ever while doing it, like with Michelle Obama-type arms.
Well, that is so funny because, you know, you, as I mentioned a moment ago, you are certainly an authentic leader who's practicing what you preach. I know you're also the president of Crown Jewel Links, and you had just a fabulous event uplifting young women. I happened to have the good fortune of attending this past week. But, you know, one of the things I do also recall about C. Vivian Stringer and the awesome model of leadership that she is, I recall that incident some years ago. during NCAA and that horrific comment that a commentator made.
2007.
2007. It sort of brought me to my knees to see those young women having achieved what they achieved and have that radio talk show. His name escapes me, which is probably a good thing.
His name is Don Imus.
Right, Don Imus. That was the predecessor to Morning Joe show, actually. And to say those horrendous things about those young women and how, see, Vivian Stringer just with such stature and grace and style, not only defended those young women, but also just kind of reframed what was really going on and a strong commentary on how young black women were being viewed. How did that affect you?
I was actually at that Final Four. It was in Cleveland when Rutgers University competed against Tennessee, the Lady Vols, for the national championship, and it was about the color or hue of skin and just it made some really negative and disparaging comments. But one of the things that Coach Stringer has been intentional about instilling in every one of her players, she used to always say things like, ladies, be right or wrong, but be something. Wow. Things are black or white. They're never gray. Have an opinion. Have a voice. Clearly state it. She always said that girls mumble and women speak up. I think one of the defining moments for me throughout all of that, Oprah Winfrey had her on the show and two of the student athletes who they also spoke just quite eloquently. Oprah said to Coach Stringer, she said, you make me proud to call myself W-O-M-A-N.
Wow.
Thank you for being clear and having clarity about who you are and whose we are. I think that her messages just continue to resonate with me about who I am and whose I am and what I have the potential to do because of that.
Mm. You get me motivated every time we talk, Felicia. This is good grief. Can I find doing some push-ups and run through a wall or something?
Yes, yes.
You and Johnny have put together a fantastic organization. I mean, you work with some of the top coaches across the country, and this is the 7th annual Step Up, but this is the first Head Coaches Leadership Academy. What was the real thought behind taking it to the next level and actually having something for the head coaches?
You know, one of the things that I'm fortunate enough to do is to represent college coaches as a sports agent. And I've represented coaches from the Pac-12, the SEC, the Big 12. I've represented coaches from the Big 10, but as well as the CIAA and the Big South and the Southern Conference. And right now, coaches are under fire in terms of being able to create the kind of atmosphere and environment that can lead to championships, but that also create a great experience for the student athlete. The way that I was challenged and pushed when I was coming up is so different than how student athletes are willing to be challenged and pushed today. And so coaches have to be very deliberate with their approach in creating a championship mindset, but they also have to be very deliberate about kind of what effective leaders should do. One of the things I'm really excited about, most people in the Carolinas are familiar with Smith. And one thing you know that he would be a very tough act to follow. And Matt Doherty, one of his former players, had the pleasure, the good fortune, or maybe not so good fortune, of being the person to follow Coach Smith.
That was difficult.
And Matt spoke at our assistant coach podium last year. And one of the things that he introduced to the group was this concept that people in corporate America hear all the time, emotional intelligence. He had never heard that before. He went to an executive business program at the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania, and he said, you know what, I wish I had known, had been aware of so many of the concepts that people in corporate America have access to that coaches don't. When we think of professional development for coaches, we think X's and O's, running a new play, getting a new out-of-bounds play, situational sort of things. But what we don't realize is that these coaches are CEOs, and they are running million-dollar programs. And Matt shared with them, he said, you know what, Felicia, if I had known then what my blind spots were, I probably could have saved my job. He said, you don't know what you don't know. And unfortunately, when you become a head coach, there's no leadership academy or training program. You get a head coach's job because you played or coached for a great coach, or you were a great recruiter. You don't become a of a corporation, just because you're a great salesperson alone, there's typically a leadership training program in place to help you advance. I think you develop leaders. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, in sports, we just kind of get ushered to the top without sometimes having all of the things in our tool bag that we need. So Matt Doherty, who's now a scout with the Indiana Pacers, will be one of our speakers.
Wow.
And the goal is that you have an opportunity to learn from some of the mistakes that were made. And his topic is identifying blind spots. But I'm also glad to say that Mike Dunlap, the former Bobcats coach, he's coming back. He's now the head coach at Loyola Marymount. His topic for the head coaches will be how to fail forward.
Outstanding.
How to do it or get it right the second time around.
Excellent.
Learning from your past mistakes and finding a new sweet spot while staying true to your own values and understanding who you are. So everything that we do, we want it to always be purposeful and values-driven. And we want to connect with people like that. A lot of times you don't get second chances, but what if you can create a second chance for somebody who can hear your story? We also have coaches who will be there who've been quite successful, like Lynn Dunn, who won a WNBA championship and is a Hall of Famer in her own right. She'll be there and talking with them a little bit more about what great coaches do and how to become one of those. Karen Aston's now the head coach at the University of Texas. She has that team as highly ranked as number 3 in the nation.
Wow.
Karen will be here talking about how to reestablish tradition, the tradition that existed at the University of Texas when Jody Conrad was there, who's one of the winningest coaches in college basketball, period. Quentin Hilsman, who was at the Women's Final Four this year, will also be presenting at our symposium, and he's talking about success built to last. Here's a guy who started as an AAU club coach and now finds himself at Syracuse University sharing, you know, the Carrier Dome with Jim Boeheim, who is a living legend in his own right in the whole basketball community. But he is going to have an opportunity to talk just about what that transition has been like. So I think that one of the things that we really wanted to be able to do was to create an open forum. So we were not going to open this to more than 50 coaches, head coaches, because we wanted it to be an intimate environment where coaches can be transparent and vulnerable, and they can have access to information that people just don't readily share. So I think that by creating a small environment for the head coaches, we're going to have a really good time. We have coaches coming from Georgia Tech, the University of Georgia, Indiana University, Coastal Carolina, Elon, the University of North Carolina.
That's exciting. So it sounds like you've got a real healthy blend of large, big-time programs, mid-level programs as well. But what I'm hearing as you talk about the topics, coaching has changed. It's not like it was perhaps when you were coming up. Of course, you played for great coaches who were almost iconic figures whose their word was the highway, is it their way or the highway? It sounds like you're talking about emotional intelligence, the ability to sort of be other-centered, to take feedback, to listen differently. That's difficult for coaches, I suppose, who grew up thinking about the game and their roles.
I think coaching used to be, I think that there's a guy, Joe Ehrman, has a book called Inside Out Coaching, where I think that when I was coming up, it was very transactional in that you do what I say do.
Right.
And you get the reward that I tell you you're going to get. It's kind of, you got to give to get. That's what coaching used to be. And so you bought into that coach's philosophy and you did whatever she or he told you to do. And the goal was that you may win a little playing time. And if you really pay attention, you might become one of their favorite. I mean, you get to ever. Now it's all about transformational coaching. This new millennial generation has changed the way that people think completely, where if you are not the kind of coach who's willing to put the kids and their needs ahead of yours, then it is going to be very difficult to attract the kind of talent that will allow you to create a championship level program. If you look at Steve Joyner, who's right over here at Johnson C. Smith in the CIAA,
yes.
Do you know that Steve Joyner is the second winningest active coach in the state of North Carolina? Think about all of the people coaching basketball. The only person who has won more games is Coach Mike Krzyzewski.
Wow.
Steve Joyner at Johnson C. Smith is a living legend in our own backyard. who deserves to be elevated and celebrated, in my opinion. You know, I'm excited that the CIAA is here, and Commissioner Jackie McWilliams has been a real support. We had a coach, one of my clients who is a head coach in the SEC, offered to give 5 scholarships to head coaches. And I reached out to the CIAA office and said, we'd love for some of those scholarships to go to CIAA head coaches.
Outstanding. Why do you think Steve Joyner isn't more well-known for his?
I think that we have to do it. I mean, how name other HBCU head coaches who are.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
I think we
point.
Have to make it a priority in terms of the media. If Essence and Ebony and Black Enterprise and the Essence Festival, think about all of the platforms that we have. How often have you heard their names mentioned on the Steve Harvey show, the Tom Joyner show, the Yolanda Adams show? We don't get to hear the names of our coaches. I grew up in Louisiana. We had Coach Eddie Robinson, who was one of the winningest coaches in college football and very well respected, like a statesman of the game, like a living legend. I remember being a high school kid and meeting him and feeling like I had met royalty. For some reason in our community, we're not celebrating our coaches in the same way that they do at Duke and Carolina. And
sure.
NCAA, I'd like to see us do a better job of celebrating men like Coach Steve Joyner.
Outside.
The second winningest coach, college coach in the state of North Carolina.
You know, it's interesting.
Basketball. Let me say basketball. I don't want anybody to be saying, what do you say?
I think it's interesting. One of the things that we look at in our society is money. When we talk about some of the coaches and some of these larger programs, they're also some of the highest paid people in their states. And people worship money. So I think that's also a part of it that's unfortunate as it pertains to the coaches and some of the smaller divisions like the CIAA and so forth, because the money isn't quite there. And that's partly due because of the lack of media attention.
But you know what, Glenn, this is what's interesting about the point that you're making. I think that people fund what they like to fund. And athletics has kind of been like the front porch to many colleges and universities. Do you know that at the University of Alabama, the president of the university said that the greatest investment that they have ever made at the University of Alabama was investing in head football coach Nick Saban and making sure that he remains their head coach, because their attendance at the university went up exponentially, as it does every time they won a national championship.
Absolutely.
As does most universities. When they win,
absolutely.
It's
absolutely.
Good business. It's good business.
I'm excited about these conferences coming up. I'm excited about the Head Coaches Leadership Academy right here in Charlotte. I mean, that's just unbelievable. You're going to have, 200 coaches here?
Actually, we'll probably have about 250 when we include the speakers.
Oh,
and the crazy thing is, I have coaches on the phone calling me today. So people are still signing up to be a part of this. But I'd also like to be clear about this. One of the reasons why we continue to advance our vision is because other people buy into it. And Glenn Wright, with the Worth Financial Group, bought into the vision that we cast last year. Glenn, I'd like to thank you for sponsoring our networking reception. And after having an opportunity to see the impact, I'd like to thank you even more. Johnny and I would both like to thank you even more for coming on as our premier sponsor this year. And as our premier sponsor, not only sponsoring the networking receptions for both events, but also sponsoring our opening breakfast for the assistant coaches that will feature another Final Four coach from the University of Washington, Mike Nabors, and for being able to host a lunch for the head coaches that will feature two former champions, Sue Ramsey from the Division II level, won a national championship, and Lynn Don, a Hall of Fame coach. And you will have two presentations. One will be around helping coaches to draw up a new play and develop their financial plan or playbook.
Absolutely.
And for the head coaches, what it's like to coach like a boss and managing your own portfolio and being aware of how your success impacts the success of the people in your program. We don't always get to say thank you publicly, and so thank you for indulging me and allowing me to say that, Johnny, and I really appreciate all that you do to help us grow and to help other people grow. I think together we all succeed.
Well, the honor is certainly, and the pleasure is certainly mine. I will certainly say that. Thank you for that. Felicia, one of the things that we do on the show, because you know I'm all about the numbers, right? So so got a question to ask you. What financial tip would you give to some of our listeners on something that's helped you financially? Just maybe something someone told you. Maybe a good financial planner that you might happen to know that hosts a radio show, or or seriously, maybe even someone in your family who gave you some good advice. What tip could you give to someone, to some of our listeners?
I think that's the best advice I ever received. I remember growing up as a kid, and we used to always get a dollar to put in church, and we were told that we were supposed to give a dime out of that dollar to help support the ministry and advancement of God's kingdom. And then I was also told that I should keep a dime for myself.
That's right. Pay
to
yourself.
Help advance whatever my dream, goals, or hopes and desires were. So I think that that was probably the best advice. And then I took my other 80 cents and I bought as much penny candy as I could to last me for the rest of the week.
That is so cool. And I love the lens in which you looked at that story as a young girl. With her needs, you know, getting those needs met by some candy. I love it. So, Felicia, how can our audience learn more about your organization and this incredible event coming up? How can they learn more?
They can visit my website, which is www.FeliciaHallAllen.com. So we keep it really, really easy, FeliciaHallAllen.com. And I think that one of the things that I'm really, really excited and proud of is that the coaching population is just one of the populations that we have an opportunity to touch. We're having an opportunity to touch women business leaders. We're having an opportunity to touch people in the judicial system. And we're having an opportunity to touch student athletes and players. And I think that I feel like my life is enriched, not because of the money in my bank account, but I think it's the deposits that I've been able to sow into other people's lives. I think that that was the immediate connection that we had with Glenn Wright. Glenn has a desire to sow and make deposits into other people's lives. The good news is that his deposits, I think, will probably increase your dividends a whole lot more than most of his deposits.
Well said. Well said. Well, it's been so nice to talk with you this morning. You know, I've always admired the work that you and your wonderful husband are doing. And it's just really nice to know far more about your journey and the contribution you're making, not only to the city of Charlotte, really, but to the nation, really. So I'm just excited. We're all excited. And thank you for your contribution.
Nick, that was kind. And know that our feelings are mutual regarding you and your wife, Regina. You guys came in from New York, and your impact has been immediate.
Wow.
But I think that that's because you guys came in with the Charlotte can-do spirit. And in Charlotte, we're givers, and both you and Regina have done a tremendous job of giving back. And I think that as a result of it, other people's portfolios will grow.
Wow.
So thank you all, and I appreciate the time this morning to talk about our Step Up Professional Development Symposium for Assistant College Basketball Coaches and our Head Coaches Leadership Academy, who we're also partnering with the Center for Creative Leadership out of Greensboro to promote.
That's outstanding. That's good to know.
Thank you so much for your time.
Have a good day.
Yes, you have a wonderful day.
Happy Saturday, everybody.
Yes. Happy Saturday.
Yes, happy Saturday.
This has been The Worth Report with your host, Nick Wharton and Glenn Wright. To learn more about Worth Financial and to speak to one of their advisors, call 704-731-0121. That's 704-731-0121. Or log on to worthadvisors.com. That's worthadvisors.com. I've just never been fluent in finances. Let's face it, I can make money and I'm really good at spending money. But beyond that, not so much. But that's where Worth Financial, Glenn Wright, and his team come in. You see, when it comes to financial literacy, they're like translators. They've helped me understand my finances and how I can make my finances work for me now, tomorrow, and well into the future. And they can do the same for you. In fact, I'd encourage you to pick up the phone right now and call Worth Financial. You'll be doing yourself a huge favor. So call 704-731
704-731-0121. That's 704-731-0121. Or simply visit worthadvisors.com. That's worthadvisors.com. Hey, there's nothing wrong with speaking a new language.